Hey, good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, October 31st. My name is Will. I'm going to be running through the morning brief. Starting with a look at performance from the major areas yesterday. Most equity benchmarks enjoyed a nice run. S&P 500 up over 1%. Same with developed markets, ETF, EFA, and with the Dow up 1.6%. On the downside, you saw a big exhale from crude oil. We saw a notable technical break there, which I'll highlight in just a second. TLT, long duration bond fund, still down. Dollar down about 40 basis points as well. And then gold with a gain of about 40 basis points. This is the chart of crude oil. I mentioned it was down over 4% or nearly 4% yesterday. Pretty notable break of the bullish support line at $82. I think if we continue to fall south of 81, south of 80, that's going to give us a lot more confirmation that we could see some lower energy prices. The reason I want to see some further downside here is because you saw a big area of prior resistance right around that 82, 83 level. Those were highs from January of this year and then again in April of this year. So we could see some support come into play in addition to this October low that we were previously testing now. So yes, we broke the positive trend line. That's kind of the first step in this case. A breaking down past below, past 81, past 80 would give me further confirmation that crude oil is going to be weakening. Looking to the S&P 500, just to get us acclimated here, a nice day yesterday, up 120 basis points, but no change to the longer-term 50-point chart here. We're still hovering right around that old area of resistance, around 4,100, 4,150. Logical place to pick up demand here, hopefully reverse back up into X's. That will come up 4,300 now. It's also worth mentioning the seasonally strong period in the market starts tomorrow. It's the sell in May, go away, come back in November type of rhetoric that you may hear. So again, seasonal tailwinds could come into play as well as oversold conditions, which we'll highlight a couple of charts. The equal weight S&P, this is SPX EWY. So how's that average stock doing in the S&P 500? Still in free fall, to be honest, kind of broke out from the bottom of this old trading range. No big support until that 5250, 5200 area. It is very oversold though, so like the S&P cap weighted, it is in a position to see a bounce from these levels. As far as participation goes across the stock universe, getting us acclimated with where we are as we're about to enter November, the high low, so how many NYSE stocks are making new 52-week highs relative to 52-week lows? This is still south of 10%. We're at about 7 right now. If you look historically, it really doesn't tend to sit down here for that long. You can see double dips, so that's the caveat. We saw many of those in 2022, but in terms of this low field participation, typically doesn't stay there very long. From a longer-term point of view, this is a positive trend for the S&P 500. So how many S&P 500 stocks are trading above the bullish support line? We're south of one-third, or right at one-third of stocks are trading above their bullish support line. Over the past 13 years, really trips below 30 have been rare and short-lived. We're not there just yet, but we're getting very close. If you look back to some of the prior major market meltdowns, 08, 02, we did go below 30 and sat there for a prolonged amount of time. So all I'm saying, it is possible. The timing of these types of turnarounds and the longevity of the turnarounds are really difficult. But in terms of near-term overextension to the downside, there's really some building evidence despite a nice little bounce we saw yesterday. This is a note we put in the Were You Aware yesterday. I'm just going to quickly highlight it. It's your landing page. If you want to go elsewhere, it's research, daily equity and market analysis. If you scroll down here, you'll see a feature of the Russell 2000 and money market. This is a 6.5% relative strength chart between the two. And we were looking at times that this gave a relative strength sell signal. So Russell 2000 gave a relative strength sell signal against money market. It's only happened a handful of times historically, and this chart goes back to the late 70s. Most sell signals on this chart ended up being pretty big contrarian indicators. I'm going to caveat that with this is a 6.5% chart. So every O that you see is another 6.5% of downside. So it was often 4 to 5 months before you saw a turnaround on this chart. But in terms of the weakness seen by the Russell 2000, most of it was done, or most of it was coming to a close around this time. Every market environment is different. Very possible that this does not follow the track that we've seen for the past 40 plus years. But I did want to highlight pretty big contrarian signal. The timing is going to be pretty rough. Like I said, it's really hard to forecast when this is going to turn around, but this is a sign that I would add, like the other indicators we're seeing, that we typically don't stay at these types of depressed sentiment levels for very long. Earnings conclusion today is going to be from Caterpillar. They did remarkably well on their results. However, their outlook was not what the market was hoping for. Still a five attribute stock, though, with consecutive sell signals. And now today it's down about 4% pre-market. You're going to be further into oversold territory. Definitely no new money at this point. But to be honest, I would still be fine to stick with the name. Looks like you may have some old resistance around that 230-ish level. Hopefully act as some new support. You'll also be below the bottom of the trading band. So definitely not selling a high attribute stock in heavily oversold territory. As I conclude here, I know some of you probably jumped, but I would still want to highlight a lot of busyness later in the week. You're going to have the Fed meeting on Wednesday, jobs report on Friday. The market's currently pricing about a 99% probability of no hike at this meeting and about a 70% chance of no additional hikes at all. And then the Fed's also pricing about a 60% chance of at least one rate cut in 2024. So all the data that we've seen throughout the past couple of weeks, we'll see how the Fed interprets that. A lot of earnings as well, as we'll highlight across the video. So I blabbered a bit. That's all I had to say this morning, though. I'll be with you again tomorrow.